Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on a Friday. Perfect day. Great crowd, man. Good crew at the bar. Got that guy. See these dudes over here. What's up, man? How's it going, man? Hanging out with his girl. What's up, girl? But come on down. Join the party. We've also got our conversation with Alex Anthopoulos. He told us a lot. And some of the things, a lot of guys went back on the Odyssey app and heard the conversation, Chris. Something that you and I and Carl have talked about, I've always said he's never going to say it on the radio, but he kind of has, you know, a self-imposed salary cap from Liberty Media, who are the primary shareholders of the spinoff of the Braves holding. But take a listen. Not putting words in his mouth. You decide for yourself when we talked about some of the limitations or trying to build this roster. But a lot of Braves fans feeling warm and fuzzy after the sweep of the Mets. More conversation about that with Grant McCauley, guys, coming up. And you'll hear what Alex Anthopoulos had to say about Strider, about making more moves. What's the future for Zuna, who's going to be a free agent? Right now, though, speaking of the future, what is the friggin' future of the Hawks? Time for Catching Up with Koonin. All right. Are we going to use those picks, shop them picks, use those picks, and shop those players? Steve Koenig joins us right now. Steve, what should Hawks fans expect coming up next Wednesday?
Hawks fans should expect high humidity, temperatures in the mid to high 80s.
And 90s, Steve, team, 90s.
90s. And a team that's working very hard to improve itself.
It's going to be hot in Hotlanta for Hawks fans.
Well, I mean, again, it takes two to tango right now. I think the Kevin Durant business is kind of clogging everything, and once that gets resolved, I think you'll see a lot of teams making calls, doing things. But the phones are busy, but there's nothing really to report today.
Steve, when you see a player of Desmond Bane's caliber, who is, by all accounts, a very good two-way player, attain four first-round picks, what does that to you signal about the market?
Well, it signaled to me that Orlando thought he was a key piece. I don't think you can take really anything macro and apply it to it. I think it's somebody that they truly wanted. They thought he would plug in well with Jalen Suggs and their two big guys up front. But it seems to me like you know, we did this with DeJounte. We gave three number ones 3 years ago. So I think there's an ever it just kind of comes unique to the player, the team, and situation. I don't think it's a blanket. One size doesn't fit all, and I wouldn't apply the Desmond Bane to any other expectations that people have.
I know, Steve, that all we want to do with whatever space we have is to get an all-star along with Trey. And I know that Jalen Johnson is perceived to be on the cusp of being an all-star, and obviously an upper body injury cannot be foreseen. It is what it is. But do you feel that you can, at least right now, a week out, tell Hawks fans that, you know, this is the offseason where we get that, you know, the Batman and Robin dynamic, however you want to describe it, that star player to play with Trey?
Well, Mike, I can't be put in that position. I appreciate your trying, and you did a damn good job. But I can't promise that because, once again, it takes two to tango. We are looking to improve our team in every aspect. And that's really the only thing that I can assure our fans of.
When it comes to roster building, I think it's safe to say that the era of the big three has come and gone, and now the secret sauce to winning is about organizational depth from the first player to the last player on the bench. We're witnessing that right now in the finals. So with the core nucleus intact, how important does it become to build around that successfully this offseason?
I think that's a great question. I think it becomes really, really important, and I think we need help and depth at the center position and at the guard position. And I think that those were areas last year when Clint got hurt and Onyeka really broke out, but there was no depth behind him. And so we're looking at, hopefully developing our own players, which is the primary job today with the markets. But, if we could find a great rim runner who also spreads the court, that would be amazing.
More on the Braves sweep of the Mets, guys. Some Falcon talk as well coming up next hour. Right now, talking with Hawks CEO Steve Kuhnin about the draft night, Wednesday night draft party for the fans. Be down there at State Farm. And I know that, Trey, he's a dude that has, certainly evolved. We talked about the leadership, everything checking all the boxes. The assists were up. And again, the bench is there. It's that player. And I know I'll put you – I apologize, Steve. I love you. I'm just going to ask the question because people want to know. Can we expect – if it makes sense. Now, it's a unique situation. I know hypotheticals, but maybe doing more than the bare minimum, perhaps getting into a luxury apron if that makes this team a demonstrably better team.
Yeah, the financial part's not a problem. We're not looking to save money. We're looking to roster build and do it the right way. You look at what Phoenix, the situation they're in. I opened this by saying the Kevin Durant trade. No secrets. They have to make moves because they went all in and they didn't go all in on the right team. And now they literally are so limited in what they can do. It's going to plague that franchise for many years. So we're going to do what we believe is the best thing long term for the franchise. And hopefully the fans will see the wisdom and the team will prove it on the floor, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is delivering on the floor. We could argue all day, makes great radio, got to happen on the floor.
No, and I don't want a $50 million-plus guy, at the end of his career who's just going to, and not put words in your mouth, it's my take, is going to demand to be traded in 18 months anyway, and you'd have to move on some assets. Any team that would want that trade would want a Jalen Johnson in the mix, and I don't want to give up on that guy. So it just brings us back to, can you do it? Is free? Should let me ask you this: can fans expect more maybe through free agency? And it could be some of its parts with some worker bees, but really good worker bees.
Well, I think I think the combination of draft, free agency, and trade are going to build our roster. There's no doubt about it. And we have, we have a lot of people who would like to get our draft positions. We're getting a tremendous amount of call about the 13th pick and the 22nd pick. So there's great value there, which, again, gives us an opportunity to roster build because, let's be honest, rookies cost less money, which allows you to bring in and, pay veterans more. So it's all a mosaic, and putting it together is happening as we speak.
How much does the franchise value the two first-round picks? How much are you willing to, and have you been willing to listen to calls? As you said, the calls are coming in, but what is the value right now on picks 13 and 22?
Well, the value's high, and only fools don't listen, because somebody might make us an offer we can't refuse, to quote the Godfather. So there are a lot of good players in this draft. Last year we were fortunate enough to jump from 10th position to the first pick in the draft and got Zachary Reflache, who we feel very, very good about and a real piece to build around. He's still 19 years old. And we think there's some really, really good pieces in this draft as well. So I'm excited.
Is our man Steve Kuhnin, guys, Hawks CEO, talking about our Atlanta Hawks, or not talking about our Atlanta Hawks here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What do you think about the finals, man? NBA's got to be happy going to 7. Pacers were electric. Siakam, who unfortunately we couldn't get to Atlanta. We tried. He was obviously doing some great things last night. What do you think, man? Do you think the Pacers can pull out the comeback, or you like the Thunder?
Yeah, I mean, every bit of logic says the Thunder will win at home and they'll win decisively. But you want to talk about back against the wall, down 3-2, up against this juggernaut of a team. Halliburton, the best player on Indiana, you know, is injured, where if this was normal regular season, he'd be out 2 to 3 weeks. And lo and behold, they blow them out of the gym. And this is why we love sports, because it is truly unscripted television.
When you guys are planning around this time with the draft right around the corner, in terms of planning, in terms of future spending, in terms of allocation, how much goes into it in terms of projection, in terms of win-loss total, in terms of if our record is X at this point in the season, we'll be able to spend Y? Are those things constantly evolving and being planned for?
Well, it's not really spending. There are so many rules that I don't think our listeners would be that thrilled for me to go into all the technical pieces, because you can't trade value for non-value. You can't add $50 million of salary unless you have that kind of, you know, openness in your budget. And I think Brooklyn's the only one with that kind of, you know, who's rebuilding, has the only one with that kind of money available. So you have to match the dollars coming in and the dollars coming out. And so, yes, we constantly look at it. And, you know, there are the new TV deal starts this year. The salary cap line is $187 million, $32 million increase over last year. So at $187 million, we should be able to roster build and build something that, you know, allows us to continue to grow. And the whole idea is to get better. That is the single idea, to continue to improve the team.
Hey, man, Falcon Report's coming up. What Alex Anthopoulos told Dukes and Bell earlier today. It's our man Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, as we're live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. And for guys that are new to the show, Steve, in addition to being a great ballroom dancer, was a TV executive. He started off on the Coca-Cola side. Then he basically, all your favorite stuff on TNT, TBS, that's Uncle Steve. So what the heck's going on with the Stanley Cup? We had great excitement, tons of action, because the casual fan wants scoring. You got all that, Steve. And the NHL Finals are getting outdrawn by women's softball.
Well, I think a big piece of the problem is one of the two teams was headquartered in Canada. And so you don't have two U.S. markets, major markets that are driving it. Right. And, you know, hockey has always traditionally been less of a draw than, you know, the big three, baseball, football, and, of course, NBA basketball. So it's it was a good series. You know, repeat champion, good series, great games. I think 4 of the 6 went to overtime. But it's a combination of the shrinking cable universe. And, you know, I don't think people were that familiar with the players.
How quickly are Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie getting acclimated, and how involved will they be in the draft process?
Oh, they're very acclimated and very involved. I mean, they're working literally 18-hour days. And with their experience, they're bringing a lot to the table. We're really happy and fortunate to have them on our team. I like what we've built in the front office.
All right, Steve-O, what do you got planned this weekend, man? What are you cooking? A steak would say. What do you got? What is Steve Coonan eating this weekend?
I have no earthly idea. Steak, you know, gets a little more into food. I'm trying to lose the weight, not accentuate the weight. So I have no earthly idea. But, you know, just hanging out with our kids and our grandkids, which to me is the best weekend.
Sounds like Steve's going to do a Manly Man American weekend. Hot dogs, some burgers on the grill.
Sounds good to me.
just do it. It's a non sequitur. I just do it after Steve. Have a great weekend, brother. Take care.
All right. Be here. Bye.
That's our guy. So, again, we didn't really get the answers you were looking for, Hawks fans. You can't talk about specific players that are under contract. That's why, you know, it's funny you talked a little bit about Durant and all that, but – again, what's your spidey sense tell you we're going to do? We're going to use those picks or lose those picks?
They're going to use them, and it's going to be a relatively quiet offseason.
All right. Because that's not what I want to hear.
No, me either.
All right. Hey, man, we're hanging out live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'll come back. I've got tickets for you and three friends, because that's how cool we are on Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Even though Chris is in for Carl, Carl's cool too, but we're going to give you four passes to go to next Saturday night under the light, one of the hottest tickets in Atlanta. Night races, always bananas. It's going to be a blast at Echo Park Speedway on the south side. Stay tuned. That's coming up next segment. We'll talk about the Falcons, get Chris's take on, is 10 wins attainable for this squad? Or is the schedule maybe tougher than some folks are thinking about? And then Alex Anthopoulos, guys, we spoke with him to hear what he had to say about the questions you want to hear answered as the Braves sweep the Mets. Grant McCauley at 520 right here on Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.